Welcome to Sleep with Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast. Because you deserve a good night's sleep, or whatever. Thanks so much for being part of Sleep with Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast. We've had a great year featuring many of Gen X's favorite bands, from R.E.M. to Prince, the B-52s, Indigo Girls, David Bowie, The Clash, and Talking Heads. Our special bonus episodes that featured Spinal Tap and Buzzcocks. We'll wrap up with a special holiday program about the cult Gen X film and soundtrack, Repo Man. I'm Sloane Spencer. In each Sleep with Rockstars Sleep podcast, I will read from Wikipedia about your favorite Gen X musicians and bands. If this podcast helps you relax and fall asleep, please leave a 5-star rating and a kind review in your favorite podcast app. You may find that the more you listen, the more your mind will begin to associate these stories with sleep. So feel free to return to each episode again and again. Repetition can help create a signal to your brain that it's time to rest. And if the musical act isn't your favorite, that's perfectly okay. You don't need to pay close attention. Instead, let the words wash over you. Let their rhythm and softness lull you. Not for interest, but for sleep. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to let go. Now let your breath guide you deeper into stillness. Take a moment to settle in. Gently close your eyes and let your body begin to rest. There's nowhere you need to be, nothing you need to do. This is your time, a time to let go of the day, unwind, and allow your mind to slow down. With each breath in, invite calm. With each breath out, release the tension. As your body begins to soften into the surface beneath you, imagine a gentle wave of warmth from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, carrying away the weight of the day. Repo Man is a 1984 American science fiction black comedy film written and directed by Alan Cox in his directorial debut. It stars Harry Dean Stanton and Emilio Estevez, with Tracy Walter, Olivia Barash, Cy Richardson, Vonetta McGee, Fox Harris, and Dick Rude among the supporting cast. Set in Los Angeles, the plot concerns a young punk rocker, Estevez, who is recruited by a car repossession agency and gets caught up in the pursuit of a mysterious Chevrolet Malibu that might be connected to extraterrestrials. A satire of America under the Reagan administration, consumerism, and the atomic age, Repo Man was developed by Cox in partnership with his fellow film school graduates from UCLA, independent producers Jonathan Wax and Peter McCarthy. His inspiration for the film came from his own experiences working with repossession agent Mark Lewis. Originally conceiving of it as a road movie, Cox reconfigured the story to take place mostly in Los Angeles to maintain its budget. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees came on board the project as an executive producer and secured a negative pickup deal with Universal Pictures. Principal photography ran through summer 1983, during which Cox encouraged improvisation from the cast. The film's ending notably differed from what had originally been written. The soundtrack, headlined by a main theme composed and performed by Iggy Pop, is noted as a snapshot of 1980s hardcore punk. Cox wanted the music to underscore the life of Repo Men. Despite a troubled initial release due to Universal skepticism towards the film's commercial viability, Repo Man received widespread acclaim and was deemed by critics to be one of the best films of 1984. It has since gained a cult following, particularly surrounding Cox's re-edited version of the film for television due to its deliberate inclusion of surreal overdubs to replace profanity. A standalone sequel, based on an unproduced screenplay by Cox, Waldo's Hawaiian Holiday, was published as a graphic novel in 2008, while a spiritual successor, Repo Chick, was released in 2009. Plot: in the Mojave Desert, a policeman pulls over a 1964 Chevrolet Malibu driven by J. Frank Parnell. The policeman opens the trunk, sees a blinding flash of white light, and instantly vaporizes, leaving only his boots behind. Otto Maddox, a young punk rocker in L.A., is fired from his job as a supermarket stock clerk. His girlfriend leaves him for his best friend. Depressed and broke, Otto is wandering the streets when a man named Bud drives up and offers him $25 to drive a car out of the neighborhood, supposedly for his wife. Otto follows Bud in the car to the Helping Hand Acceptance Corporation, where he learns the car he drove was being repossessed. He refuses to join Bud as a repo man and goes to see his parents. After learning that his burned-out ex-hippie parents have donated the money they promised to reward him for graduating from college to a televangelist, he takes the repo job. After repossessing a flashy red Cadillac, Otto sees a woman named Layla running down the street. He gives her a ride to her workplace, the United Fruitcake Outlet. On the way, she shows him pictures of aliens that she says are in the trunk of a Chevy Malibu. She says they are dangerous due to the radiation they emit. Meanwhile, Helping Hand is offering a $20,000 bounty notice for the Malibu. Most assume that the repossession is drug-related because the bounty is far above the actual value of the car. Parnell arrives in L.A. driving the Malibu, but cannot meet his waiting UFO compatriots because of a team of government agents led by a woman with a metal hand. When Parnell pulls into a gas station, Helping Hand's competitors, the Rodriguez brothers, take the Malibu. They stop for sodas because the car's trunk is hot. While they're out of the car, a trio of Otto's punk friends, who are on a crime spree, steal it. After visiting a nightclub, Parnell appears and tricks the punks into opening the trunk, killing one of them and scaring the other two away. Later, he picks up Otto and drives aimlessly before collapsing and dying from radiation. After surviving a convenience store shootout with the punks that leaves Bud wounded and Punk Duke dead, Otto takes the Malibu back to Helping Hand and leaves it in the lot. The car is stolen again, and a chase ensues. By this time, the car is glowing bright green. Eventually, the Malibu reappears at the Helping Hand lot with Bud behind the wheel, but he ends up being shot. The various groups trying to acquire the car soon show up: government agents, the UFO scientists, and the televangelist. Anyone who approaches it bursts into flames, even those in flame-retardant suits. Only Miller, an eccentric mechanic at Helping Hand who had explained earlier to Otto that aliens exist and can travel through time in their spaceships, can enter the car. He slides behind the wheel and beckons Otto into the Malibu. After Otto settles into the passenger seat, it lifts straight into the air. It flies away through the city's skyline. Miller telling Otto what Bud had said earlier. The life of a repo man is always intense. And later, into space. Cast. Harry Dean Stanton as Bud. Emilio Estevez as Otto Maddox. Tracy Walter as Miller. Olivia Barash as Layla. Cy Richardson as Light. Monetta McGee as Marlene. Richard Ferrangi as Arnold Pletcher. Susan Barnes as Agent Rogers. Fox Harris as J. Frank Parnell. Tom Finnegan as Ollie. Del Zamora as Lagarto Rodriguez. Eddie Velez as Napoleon Napo Rodriguez. Xander Schloss as Kevin. Jennifer Balgobin as Debbie. Dick Rude as Duke. Miguel Sandoval as Archie. Helen Martin as Mrs. Parks. Luis Contreras as Mr. Humphrey's security guard. The Circle Jerks as Nightclub Band. The Untouchables as Scooter Gang. Production. Filming. Numerous scenes were filmed around the downtown Los Angeles, such as south of downtown in the Garment Fashion District and southeast of downtown in the Arts District. Early in the film, when Otto was walking along the tracks, the 4th Street Bridge over the Los Angeles River was in the background. When Parnell and Layla are in nearby phone booths talking to each other, the scene is located at the corner of Wilson and Violet in Los Angeles. Reception. Repo Man garnered widespread praise upon its release and is widely considered to be one of the best films of 1984. In 2008, the film was voted by a group of Los Angeles Times writers and editors as the 8th best film set in Los Angeles in the last 25 years. Entertainment Weekly ranked the film 7th on their list of top 50 cult films. Roger Ebert gave the film 3 stars out of a possible 4 and wrote, "I saw Repo Man near the end of a busy stretch on the movie beat. 3 days during which I saw more relentlessly bad movies than during any comparable period in memory. Most of those bad movies were so cynically constructed out of formula ideas and commercial ingredients that watching them was an ordeal. Repo Man comes out of left field, has no big stars, didn't cost much, takes chances, dares to be unconventional, is funny, and works. There's a lesson here." Roger Ebert, January 1st, 1984. The review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes gives the film a 98% approval rating based on 51 reviews, with an average rating of 8 out of 10. The site's critical consensus reads, "Repo Man is many things. An alien invasion film. A punk rock musical. A send-up of consumerism. One thing it isn't is boring." On Metacritic, the film received a score of 82 based on 21 reviews, indicating universal acclaim, and was given the must-see badge. Accolades. Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films. 1. Saturn Award for Best Supporting Actor, Tracy Walter. Nominated: Saturn Award for Best Writing, Alex Cox. American Film Institute lists: AFI's 100 Years, 100 Laughs nominated. AFI's 10 Top 10 nominated science fiction film. soundtrack. The soundtrack features songs by various punk rock musicians, such as The Plugs, Black Flag, The Circle Jerks, Suicidal Tendencies, Iggy Pop with Steve Jones, Nigel Harrison, and Clem Burke as his backing band, and others. The film score was created by Tito LaRiva, Stephen Hufstetter, Charlie Quintana, and Tony Marsico of The Plugs. Iggy Pop volunteered to write the title song after his manager viewed a screening of the film. The Repo Man soundtrack is the album to the eponymous 1984 film Repo Man. The soundtrack features songs by punk rock acts such as The Plugs, Black Flag, The Circle Jerks, Suicidal Tendencies, Iggy Pop, and others. The film score was created by Tito LaRiva, Stephen Hufstetter, Charlie Quintana, and Tony Marsico of The Plugs. Iggy Pop volunteered to write the title song after his manager viewed a screening of the film. Background. A website, Creative Noise, noted the soundtrack as a snapshot of the early 1980s Los Angeles hardcore punk scene of the time. Director Alan Cox wanted the music to serve as a backdrop to the story of the life of the Repo Man. Track listing, Side 1. Repo Man by Iggy Pop, performed by Iggy Pop, Steve Jones, Nigel Harrison, Clem Burke. TV Party, writer Greg Ginn of Black Flag. Institutionalized by Mark Muir, Luis Majorca of Suicidal Tendencies. Coup d'etat by Keith Morris and Greg Hetson of The Circle Jerks. El Clavo y la Cruz by Tito LaRiva of The Plugs. Side 2, Pablo Picasso by Jonathan Richmond, performed by The Burning Sensations. Let's Have a War, Lee Ving and Philo Kramer of Fear. When the Shit Hits the Fan by Morris and Hetson of The Circle Jerks. Hombre Secreto, Secret Agent Man, P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry, performed by The Plugs. Bad Man, Alexander Schloss, Billy Farrick, Ron White, Earl Thompson of Juicy Bananas. Real 10 by LaRiva of The Plugs. Reception. Noel Murray of the Dissolve website in 2013 considered Black Flag's TV Party, Suicidal Tendencies Institutionalized, Circle Jerks Coup d'etat, and Fear's Let's Have a War the highlights of the soundtrack. Stephen Cook of AllMusic rated the soundtrack 4.5 stars out of 5. This episode was recorded October 22nd, 2025, from the Wikipedia article about the film Repo Man, which can be found at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/repo_man_begin_film_. And the latter part about the Repo Man soundtrack, which can be found at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/repo_man_begin_soundtrack.